This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Children keep in the middle of the road. Children keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right.
Don't you look
to the left. Just keep in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
Children keep in the middle of the road. Children keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right.
Don't you look
to the left. Just keep in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road. In the middle of the road.
I hear those angels calling loud.
Keep in the middle of the road.
Keep in the middle of the road.
Keep in the middle of the road.
There's a waiting there in a great big crowd.
Keep in the middle of the road.
I can see
them standing round the big white gate. We must travel along before it gets too late.
'Cause it ain't no use for to sit down and wait.
Just keep in the middle of the road. Then children keep in the middle of the road. Children keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right.
Don't you look
to the left. Just keep in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road. In the middle of the road.
I ain't got time for to stop
keep
and talk. Keep in the middle of the road.
Keep in the middle
because
of the road.
The road is rough and it's
keep
hard for to walk.
Keep in the middle of the road.
I'll fix
my eye on the golden stair, and I'll keep on a go until I get there.
Hold my head and bound that crown for to wear.
Just keep in the middle of the road. Then children keep in the middle of the road. Children keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right.
Don't you look
to the left, just keep in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road. When your feet get tired and your song don't sing, don't look at the world full of sinful things. Don't lay down in the road for to die. Pull on your wings and get up and fly.
Keep in the middle
then
of the
children,
road.
Keep in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road.
Move on. Life was never meant to be traveled backwards. That is why you must move on. Learn from your past mistakes and carefully apply its lessons. But let no one define you by your past. Critics and those with unresolved issues may try to whitewash their own dark history by dwelling on yours. Don't give them the brush. Remember, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Thus, when folks dig up your past, reconstruct it and try to resettle you there. Tell them you've moved on and have no desire of ever living there anymore. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 reads, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Friend, your new dwelling place is in Christ. So, move on and stop dwelling on the past. Written by Samuel Cranting Pippin, I am Belle Dollabille.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the third part of the discussion, cervical cancer.
Today we are glad to come your way once again to come and do discussions on a topic that we know you are very much interested in, that is cervical cancer. And to do this discussion, we have Dr. Dorothea Adofu-Kisi, who is a medical officer, and then Dr. Kojo Frimpong, a medical doctor as well. Lady and gentlemen, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Frimpong.
So, for example, that is what God has given to each individual, that as we sit, as we eat, as we move around, we have a lot of medical conditions like infections and other things that get on us. But the body has the ability
to fight,
take care of it.
Okay.
But when it goes down, that is why sometimes in our local language, when somebody gets fever or malaria, whatever it is, and you see these rashes around the lips, the blisters, because it's when your soul is, what did they call it, even tree? Something like that. That's what we call it. It means your immune system has gone there. If your immune system is okay, you won't get those blisters, which is caused by a simplest virus. And if your immune system is okay, you are not going to get that.
Yeah.
But anytime you get it, you can even look at it from that point of view that you become so weak for about a week or 3-4 days.
Our dear listener, in case you have a question to ask, you can text or WhatsApp us on the number 0266-331907. Why? You missed it? Okay, let me repeat. 0266-331907. Send us your questions and our doctors here will answer. Yeah, Dr. Dorothea, you wanted to say something.
Some studies have shown that exposure to diethylstilbestrol can also cause...
Exposure to...
Diethylstilbestrol.
It's called DES. DES.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a steroid.
Okay. I thought you were mentioning someone's name.
No. Yes. Exposure to this in the uterus can cause that.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is carrying fetus, a baby, fetus,
yeah,
and has been taking these drugs,
okay,
you are predisposing the child to cervical CA,
okay,
in the future.
Okay.
Yes.
And this drug is normally given to treat other ailments,
Actually, it's a pill.
It's okay.
It's a kind of contraceptive.
Oh, okay, okay. So it means that taking contraceptives too also would... It's possible that you could be at risk.
Yes,
of the disease.
That thing that is in that, if it is not as part of the component, then it's okay. But if it is part of that component, then you stand at a higher risk.
And that is DS what?
DES.
DES.
That is in short.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. So please, in case you are thinking of family planning, whatever you are given... we are not discouraging you from doing family planning, but watch out for the components of whatever pill you are being given. DES.
And
we
of
are
course,
learning that it's also possible
to chip in. It's better to see your gynecologist instead of you going to the pharmacy shop and buy it
yourself
because somebody said it's good for me, so I think it's also going to be good for me. No, that is not a good advice. See your gynecologist or go to your have a primary physician. He or she will advise you what to do.
Okay. So the symptoms, doc.
Like I said, initially, it's called asymptomatic, means no symptoms.
Okay.
Because when you contract this virus,
HPV,
it takes 8 to 10 years before it develops into a cancer. Why? Because within the epithelial layer, the virus can stay there.
Please, what is epithelial layer?
That is the outer tissue within. You see, we have the uterus. The uterus has muscles as well too, and there is a barrier. We call it the basement membrane.
Okay.
When you cross the basement membrane, you go to a place called the stroma. That's where we have the lymphatic tissue. We have the blood vessels and lymph nodes. When it gets there, that is the time that it can spread to other neighboring tissues.
Okay.
So God being so good, when you get this virus, initially you don't have any symptoms, but it takes about 8 to 10 years wow. before they can cross into what? The stroma. That is where we say that it has gone far or in advanced stage before it turns. But at this stage, mm-hmm. we are safe.
At the asymptomatic
exactly.
level.
Okay. That is why it is always very good to go and see your gynecologist.
Okay.
And there are other tests and other examinations that you are going to do to help you.
Yeah, we'll get but to that point.
Okay, thank mm-hmm. you very much. And then you go to the next stage, which is the early invasive stage.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, these are some of the symptoms.
Okay.
There's what we call postcoital pain. Mm-hmm. After sexual intercourse, you experience pains, which of course wasn't there originally.
Okay.
You also have what we call postcoital bleeding, means bleeding after sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And then persistent vaginal discharge. Sometimes we take it to be like yeast infection or any other vaginal infection. And we will treat it, we go to the pharmacy shop, or we will talk to our doctor, and then we are prescribed with, antifungi mm-hmm. or anti-candida medication. And then we take it. It goes, it comes back. Sometimes it doesn't go at all. And then you also have what we call abnormal vaginal bleeding.
Okay.
So when you experience some of these things, don't sit. Make sure you see your doctor
okay.
for advice. Okay.
Mm. Dr. Dorothea, you have something to add?
No, please.
Okay. So we've talked about the symptoms. What are the various stages of the disease after contracting the virus before you?
There is even the third or later or advanced stage whereby now you begin to experience pelvic pain, pain within your pelvic region.
Okay.
And then this is a very serious thing when you see that there is feces coming out of your vagina.
Wow.
What we call a vagina leakage of feces or fistula. There is a connection between. Remember, the vagina is between the rectum and then the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you might also, ladies will also experience that there is also urine coming from the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also, that means you are already in the advanced stages. And of course, weight loss, anemia. That is already, why will someone have to stay until that stage?
Mm-hmm.
At least what we have said about the early symptoms, that one is quite good enough for you to see a physician for advice.
Hmm. So this is the final stage.
That is the final stage when you see these things happening like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I got you right, the early stage is the asymptomatic stage where you have the virus but you don't have any.
Okay.
Any.
I think doctor wants to say something.
Doc.
Yes. Yeah. I think the early stages
mm-hmm.
you may not have the symptoms.
Okay.
But let's not name it as asymptomatic stage.
Okay.
Because if you say that if somebody has symptoms and she's supposed to report, she might think that it's very early. Yes.
Okay.
So you can call it as the early stage.
Okay.
But the staging has been done in such a way that this obs and gynecologist, the gynecologist and obstetricians association, or the FIGO, mm-hmm. International Federation of Gynecologists and Obstetricians, they have a standard staging
mm-hmm.
and the staging is based on the doctor's physical examination findings and the result of the cytology test, the biopsy. So we have our stage one, we have A and B, stage two, stage three, stage four.
Mm-hmm.
Stage four, we also have A and B.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dorothea and Dr. Kojo Frimpon. Thank you so much for coming.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic cervical cancer. A continuation will be brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
Welcome back to the Moment of Truth Bible Study Program. I'm your humble servant, Kumsin Joseph, and today we continue with verse 2 of how we got our Bible. Last time when we met, we considered how we got our Bible, verse 1, that before sin entered the world, there was direct face-to-face communication between God and man. Sin entered the world, and this communion with God was broken. God chose prophets, God chose Israel, and prophets once more, the scribes and many more people, to have his will communicated to mankind. Today, that was the Old Testament. Today, we consider the New Testament. How we got the New Testament. You see, it will interest you to know that the Bible, as we see, is also made up of letters that were written to respond to issues facing the believers, especially in the first century. Jesus referred to the Bible in his time as the law of Moses and in the and prophets and Psalms. So when you read Luke chapter 24, verse 44, it says, "These are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." What form did the earliest writings of the New Testament take? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 27, it reads, "I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren." You see, as time passed by, as I told you, some of the Bible, especially the New Testament that we have,
were the letters written to respond to some theological and spiritual and social and other issues faced the early believers. What portions of the New Testament were next written? In the Bible, you see, in Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, let's read and see. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things which thou hast been instructed." One author, his name is W. L. Emerson, said some 35 years had passed since Jesus was taken away and persecution was decimating the ranks of the disciples. Soon there would be no one who had been with Jesus to tell the story of his life and teachings. So several were led to prepare authoritative accounts, and the Gospels came into being. The earliest was written by Mark. Matthew wrote his Gospel soon after, followed by Luke. John's Gospel came much later and was perhaps the last of the New Testament books to be written. In essence, in order to keep account of Jesus' life and ministry, and what he came to do for us, people were sensitized to put down all these things that you and I in this generation will certainly have access to these wonderful Gospels. So as you see the Gospels, this background is the basis upon which these books were written. In addition to his Gospel, what further record was Luke inspired to set down in writing? The Acts of the Apostles. You see, the Acts of the Apostles is a book that recounts the activities of the apostles when Jesus ascended to heaven. That our brother Luke also wrote this book so as for us to have this great commission fulfilled. In Acts chapter 1, verse 1, "With what powerful prophetic communication was the New Testament completed? The revelation of Jesus Christ," in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, it reads, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servants." It is worthy of note that somewhere in the first century, or the books of our present New Testament had been written, that this was in the providence of God, in his own improvidence. It is clearly evident, for not one of the apostles, save John the Revelator, he alone lived to see the beginning of the second century. So in essence, by the close of the first century, all the books, 69 books that we know, were compiled, were completed. Therefore, we know, as we conclude how we got our Bible, I would like to quickly summarize it for our understanding. That one, God spoke through the prophets. When sin entered the world, he worked through the Israel, and through in the New Testament, the books we have were sold through apostles, that were letters that were written to solve issues in the church. And God, through his infinite wisdom, wrote through Dr. Mark, and he also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And finally, John the Revelator, as we know, had wrote this revelation that ends the book of the Bible. And now, it is said that how did God intend that the Bible should be used? One, it was to be read publicly in the assemblies of people. Therefore, as we go to church, we need to read the Bible in church. It was also to be earnestly stated by the individuals, you and I need to state the Bible that we are not deceived. And finally, we are to study the Bible to show ourselves approved, to give reasons for the faith that we have. May the Lord bless you and make His face to shine upon you as you continue to spend quality time with us as we study the Word of God. Once again, this is your servant, Kumsin Joseph, and stay tuned. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.